Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Siv Dalad. We are on page 326. The Mechaber says, Maka shel cholol eina tzricha omid. We've been discussing that a wound to the inside of the body, the inner cavity of the body, so that is grounds to be mechal Shabbos. So the Mechaber here says in Siv Dalad that a Maka shel cholol does not need evaluation. Shafilu ein sham bikim, even if there are no experts to evaluate exactly the situation, v'chola eina umer klum, and the sick person himself is not saying anything, osim lo kol shirigilim lasos lo b'chol. You're able to do for him on Shabbos not only that which will save his life, but as we'll see, the diuk in the mechaber, anything that you would normally do for him during the week. But if it is a known and recognizable choli that they know about this, that you can wait till after Shabbos and you do not need to be mechal Shabbos, then osur lechalol olav, you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for this illness. Even though it is a wound to the inner cavity of the body, which is normally considered zakanas nefashos, but if you know about this, that you can wait till after Shabbos for a fact, so then you will not be mechal Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yom Gimel, so the Mechaber said a Makas Shel Chol does not need evaluation. Pirish imhu mesukon l'shaito olo. You don't need to evaluate if he is besakona at this time or not. Rather, you can go ahead and do whatever is normally done during the week. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yodalid. This is referring to that which you would do normally during the weekly ma'acholim u'refuos by giving him food and doing different healings. Umashma afal pi she'embo sakona b'minias hadavar ahu. Like we mentioned in the Mechaber, the mashmos clearly is, even if there is no sakona holding back from this thing, kevon sha'acholi yeshbo sakona, since this holy is be'etzem, acholi she'eshbo sakona, v'yesh b'hadavar tzarktas, and this thing is needed a little bit. Uregilim laso slow b'chol, you would normally do this for the cholah during the week, osen gam b'shabbos. So that is a very big chiddush, that not only are you allowed to do the for the cholah sheish bo sakana, the things that will save his life, but also the other things that are not needed to save his life, but you would normally do during the week. And if you look at note number 15, he explains, u'bevir das haramban, this is a sheet of the Ramban, and the Magid Mishnah, that they hold shemuter lechalal Shabbos afal dvarim she'ein b'b'niyasim sakana. You are allowed to be mechalal Shabbos even for things that if you would hold back from them, it would not be a sakana. Kasa b'kovetz ha'aros, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes, shekashem shehutra Shabbos gavim mila. The same way we say that Shabbos is mattered when it comes to mila, the kolz man shelo silek yado me'amila, and so long that you have not removed your hand from doing the mila, muter lasor afal tzitzin she'enim akvim, you can even go back and take care of different strands that are sticking there and not makiv the mila. So even on Shabbos, you can go back for tzitzin she'enim akvim, so long that you're still in the middle of the mila. So kach hutra ha'Shabbos eitzel chola. So too, Shabbos is mattered when it comes to the chola, kolz man shu adayim misakona, so long that he's still misakona, mishum sha'adayim lo nigmura mitzvahs bikuach nefesh, because the mitzvah bikuach nefesh is not done. V'harei zeh kelo silek yado mehamila. This is similar to the case of lo silek yado mehamila. U'mutar lasos lo kol tzrocha, that you could do all his needs, af in ein sakona b'minyosam, even if there is no sakona by holding back from them. And Rishulma Zalman writes, Sha'afim nomer sha'ashabbos lo hutra itzel ha'chola. Even if you want to say Shabbos is not matred l'gabi the chola, el rak the chuya, just pushed away for the chola, mikol makom kavu chazal, still chazal set up, shemuter lasos lo ha'chol, you could do anything for this chola. Kedei shelo yavo litos ulihimona milasos mashetzorach latzoloso. Zakar Shlomo Zalman, we don't want a person to make a mistake and hold back for the things that are needed, so we say do everything you would do in a week normally, so it shouldn't be any kind of confusion. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the fourth line of Sivkot and Yodalit. The ayin the Bira Locha Sheveinu Mikama Poskim Desfiru. Look at the Bira Locha we brought down from various Poskim that hold. Shafilu b'mokum shetzorach chilul. Even in a place where you have to be Mechal Shabbos, ain Mechalin Alidei Yisrael. You cannot be mechal Shabbos through Yisrael, elo bedover sheyesh lochosh bo, except if it is something you have to be concerned about, shim lo yaseyu lo yichbar alocholyo v'yuchal eshtakim. You could only have a Yisrael be mechal Shabbos in an area where you think if it doesn't get done, it mamish can cause a sakana. Aval kol sheborosh she'ein b'minias oso dovach sha sakana, but anything that you feel that by not doing it would not be a concern of a sakana, afal pishem mekom mekom tzoruchu lo u'regil las so slow, even though there is a need for the chola and it's something that's normally done, and you can, we said, do it on Shabbos. Ein osin oso b'Shabbos el aydei eni Yehudi. You can only have those things done through a guy. Kedin tzarchei chola she'embo sakona, like we would normally do things for a chola she'embo sakona. Therefore, it is for sure better to be machmir by the suffix daraisa. So although the Mechaber says that you could be mechal Shabbos for things that the Chola needs, even if they're not actually related to the Sakaras the Pashos, the Be'er Halacha brings down from various poskim that they say those things can only be done by a goy. The Jew can only do things that are directly related to the sakana. Sevkota tesvav. Then the Mechaber said, but if we know and we recognize this holy, that if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, it will not be a sakana, so then you can't do it on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, v'kol sheken kesharofa o achola omrim she'en tzaruch. Certainly, if the doctor or the chola himself is saying, I don't need this done, she'ein mechalin, that you will not be mechal Shabbos on such an illness, that the knowledge in general is that I can wait till after Shabbos. Sevkotan tezainu makirin b'osa choli, they recognize this choli. Rotzalomer means to say, she'makirin bederur, they recognize clearly, she'lo yisgaber ha'choli yosa, that the illness will not get any worse, al yidei she'namten ar halayla b'motzoi Shabbos. They know for a fact that this choli will not get any worse if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, so then you are not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. If you look at note number 19, he writes, very practical halacha, v'hanimtza b'matzav shem lo yikach trufa yechala. If a person's in a matzav, that if he doesn't take a medication, he will get sick. Ba'ofen shia mutter l'hisasek b'refus b'Shabbos. He's going to get so sick that at that state he will be able to do refus on Shabbos. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says she'ein tzoruch l'hamtin ad sheyechala. You don't have to wait till he gets so sick, which is grounds to be mechal Shabbos. He can take the medicine mitchila umutter lo lokachas trufa b'Shabbos kedei l'noa es hamachala milavo. You can do preventative medicine. Take medicine in order to prevent any more serious choli that will come that would have otherwise been matir to be mechal Shabbos. V'chein das agon of nistin karelitz. However, ba'ofen shehu rak sofik im yechla. But if you don't take the medicine, it's only a sofik if you'll get sick. So then the Shlomo Zalman says that it's usher to take that medicine. But of nistin karelitz says that it's mutter. In the next paragraph they write, ule'inyan mi shechola ba'astama. Someone who has asthma, v'im yis'ameitz v'yelech l'beis ha'knesses, and if he strengthens himself and he walks a shul, yitzdorech l'kachas trufos, he's going to have to take medicines. Rav Moshe says, she'ein le'esor ola l'lechas, you should not ask him from going, he can go. She'kevan she'ein vaday she'ipo l'mishkov ma'achmazeh, since it is not for sure that he's going to be falling into bed because of this, that he's going to get sick because of this, so the Hari Uchai Lelechas Hashmoa Kriyas Torah, and he has to anyway go to Kriyas Torah. Yelech he can go v'im yitzarech litol asatrufa, and if he needs, then he would take the medicine later. So you don't have to avoid going ahead and doing the mitzvah of going to hear the Kriyas Torah, going to the Beis HaKnesses for the concern that that might cause you to have to take medicine. It's fine. You go, and if you have to take medicine afterwards, you take medicine afterwards. Let's look at note number 20, the second paragraph. Ulagabi misha chola b'machala misukenes. A person has a dangerous disease. Shetzorech l'refuasa nituach dachuf. He needs emergency surgery. Ela shegam b'chol dochim nituach kazeh b'kamayam b'machmas nituchim dachufim yoser. But it's the kind of surgery, although it's an emergency, but other things would precede it during the week. They'll push him off during the week. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Shechayovim lenatcho b'Shabbos v'asr lahamtin. Just because during the week you may get pushed off with this surgery because other things jump ahead of it, that's not grounds to say wait till after Shabbos. It's still considered a sakana, and you absolutely would be mechuyev to do that surgery on Shabbos, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey. Makos she'eino shel cholol. Now we switch over to a wound that is not to the inner cavity of the body, which we don't assume to be a sakana. So nisholen baboki ubachola. So we ask a doctor, we ask the chola, the ein mechalin olav Shabbos ad sheyomer echad mehem shu tzarech lechilul. And we will not be mechal Shabbos on the ground of this makos she'eino shel cholol unless the doctor or the chola said that they actually need this chilul. Whereas we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will explain this to mean that even if one of them says it, it's a suffix of sakanas nefashos. So either the doctor, the chola, says this is life-threatening, or even if they say it's a suffix of life-threatening, that's also grounds to be mechal Shabbos for the makas she'eino shel cholol. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadin Yazayim, when it says sakanas nefashos, it seems just to be repeating the same thing. So like we spoke out, the Mishnah Berurah said, tzarech lomar, suffix sakanas nefashos. V'rotzalomar means to say, da'afilu omem rak shema yichbar olav acholi v'yistakim. Even if the doctor or the chola says, by not doing this refuah, maybe the choli will get strong and will become a sakana, na mishari, that's also grounds to be mechal Shabbos for them. V'zeu shesiyam ha-ramon, that's what the ramon means when he ends off and writes, v'ayin lekamon simit tofrei shudches. Dechein mevur sham le'inyin achilas yom ha-kippurim v'hu adin kam. That's what's discussed by eating on Yom Kippur, that if it could possibly be a suffix that will lead to a sakana, we make you eat on Yom Kippur, so the same thing over here will be mechal Shabbos for the refuah, even if there's a suffix that it could lead to pikuach nefesh. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Vav. Mako shal gav hayod the gav haregel. A wound that's on the back of the hand, or the gav, the back of the foot. V'chein mi shabola aluka, or someone that swallowed a leech. V'chein mi shenishacho kelev shoto, or someone that got bitten by a wild dog. Or someone who got bit by a reptile that's deadly, even if the reptile is a suffix, whether it will kill or not, all these cases, these are all considered a makas shel cholol that is grounds for chilul Shabbos. Now, what does that mean, gav hayad or gav haregel? So if you look at note number 23, the second paragraph, he explains, ubegeder maka shal gav hayad o gav haregel. In terms of the guidelines of a maka that's on the back of the hand or the back of the foot that's grounds to mechal Shabbos, and this in Kralis explains, Tehainu kodover mishuna al gav hayad varegel sheyesh lochosh bo sakana. We're talking about a serious wound over here. It's out of the ordinary, and there's taka a concern of sakanas nefashos. Ukegon nefichas o keivim chazokim. Like there's swelling or there's tremendous pain. Vechein chatach amok, or a very deep cut. O etzem zar shenichnas legav hayad, or a foreign bone that entered the hand. So something really out of the ordinary, agav hayad v'gav haregel, is grounds for overriding Shabbos, because those are dangerous places where there are a lot of veins and everything. Achsug chabura shafilu bachol e memarun letapilba. But the type of wound to the back of the hand, to the back of the foot, that even during the week you wouldn't go so crazy to rush to the doctor, vadai she'ein mechalun aleas a Shabbos, so for sure not mechal Shabbos for that. Afilu im nimtzihi al gav hayad al regel. So it's not just stam any wound to the gav hayad al gav regel. If it's the type of wound that during the week, if you had it, you wouldn't rush to the emergency room. So that on Shabbos, obviously you can't be mechal Shabbos. But if it's something out of the ordinary, so in those places, Chazal say it's more dangerous than other places, and that would be grounds for chilul Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaitasiv Zayin. Mechalin Shabbos al kol mako shenasis machmas barzel. We're mechal Shabbos on any wound that happened with iron. The al shchin haba b'fiat tabas. And also on some kind of boils that are on the backside of a person, where he goes to the Beis HaKisei. The al sitma v'hu anikra plunkero blaz. This is some kind of serious infection. All these things are grounds for Chil Shabbos. V'al mi sheyesh bo kadachas cham biyoser. Someone who has a very high fever, o im simur, or if he has a fever with shivering, these are all a list of things the Mechaber tells us of a Mechal Shabbos for him. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches, al kol maka. So the Mechaber said, any maka that is done with iron, afilu eina b'chal haguf, even if it's not to the inner cavity of the body, v'afilu shelo al gav hayad v'haregel, and even if it's not done to the gav hayad v'haregel, those things without iron are grounds for chil Shabbos. So here, when it's not al gav hayad v'haregel, it's not b'chal haguf, still if it's done with iron, Chazal say that's a sakana, and it's grounds for chil Shabbos. Sivkotun yutes, if you have a very high fever, that's grounds for chil Shabbos. Hu hanikra b'loshen Ashkenaz tifus b'kadome. That's called in loshen Ashkenaz tifus and similar things. We'll see an interesting note on that, a very important note on that in a moment. Let's first finish the mishaburus. If katan samach im simur, or if you have a fever with shivering, miloshon tesamer saras b'sari, that the hair of my flesh was made to stand. Tesamer is like it was made to stand, referring to shivering. Hu hanikra Shoydirin Beloshin Ashkenaz, which is Tzimar Moras, the Targum says. Sheboha Kariris Vachamimus Lepam Achas. A person is cold and hot all at the same time. So that's grounds for Chol Shabbos. Lafuke Kadachas Hamotsui. This is coming to exclude from a regular fever. Shebo Mitchilaha Kariris, where first the person gets cold. Viachakacha Chamimus, and then he gets hot. Ein ze bichlal cholosh yesh bo sakana, that regular fever would not be considered a cholosh yesh bo sakana. Umikomokom aidei eno Yehudim mutar l'chal of Shabbos. However, through a guy, you would be allowed to mechal Shabbos for that regular fever. Now, what is considered a high fever? The Mechaber said, for a high fever, you can mechal Shabbos. Let's see what the poskim say l'maisa. So if you look at note 24, the second paragraph, Ubishiuro shalchom ze. What is the measurement of a high fever that the Mechaber is saying? Be Mechal Shabbos. So Rav Moshe writes, Shekevon shemechal in Shabbos af al sofek sakana. Since as we know the halacha is, you can be Mechal Shabbos for even a sofek sakana. Yesh lechal as a Shabbos af im einu elo bishir shalmeya ushnayim malos Fahrenheit. Even if a person has a fever of 102, that's already, says Rav Moshe, a sofek sakana that you can be Mechal Shabbos for. And if the sick person is worried, even if it's as low as 101, if the chola is worried, says the Moshe, that's grounds for mechal Shabbos, because we're getting involved already in the safek sakona. Sha'af im ein zo maka shachol, even if there is no maka to the inner cavity of the body, mikomako mimachola omesh etzar lachalo vasashabis shomimlo. L'maisa, if the chola says, like we saw before in the Mechaber, he says he needs chol Shabbos and we listen to him. So if Moshe says 102, and if the chola says he needs it, even as low as 101. Now if you skip a couple of lines, he writes, V'das agonu shomaz an orbach, shakol od lo huvra shachom noveya mesiba she'ena misakenes. So long that it has not been clarified that the fever is coming from something that's not dangerous, harehu b'chal cholosh yesh b'sakana. A random fever, you don't know what's causing it. His ear doesn't hurt him, or his throat doesn't hurt him. It's not like from an infection in his ear or throat that maybe wouldn't be sakana sefoshas, maybe. So then, you don't know where it's coming from. So Shlomo Zalman says, so long that you can't attribute it to something that's not sakana sefoshas, you would have to worry about a high fever that it is sakana sefoshas. V'das agon of Nissen Karelitz, Shim ein hachom yored al yedei shufas ham yuodos lahoredes hachom. If the person takes the medicines that normally lower fever, he takes Motrin to lower the fever, which it normally works, and it's not working, hareyu b'chlal cholosh yesh bo sakana, then already the person with the high fever can be labeled as a cholosh yesh bo sakana. That's grounds for chol Shabbos. We will stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem, with Sivches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.